Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face.
What? That's not it.
Isn't it?
No.
Mortal Kombat's not the same song.
There you go.
I don't see how that's any different from what I was doing.
Matt goes, y'all ready for this?
Is that Star Wars? Is that the Imperial March?
The Imperial March?
Yeah. That's dope. That's the Imperial March.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 371, dude.
Jesus.
That's...
Tell them what your name is.
That's a mistake. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy Maddie Ding Dong.
And this is
Ree. Sorry for you wearing headphones.
About that.
I brought the dulcet tones.
He got me right by heed.
He exploded your eardrums. Oh, that hurt my
ears. I wasn't
going
to do that, and I was just go.
That bang kicked in,
dude. That's so my new boss.
Oh, you have a new boss.
My new
work talk.
Well, no. It's relevant only be my new boss. He goes, hey, I heard you have a podcast.
Oh no.
And I go, no, dude. I go, no, please, please. Whatever you do, brother, just don't listen to it. I don't recommend it. And he goes, no. What's the name? And I'm like, I don't want to be a dick because it's my boss. And I'm trying to be like, dude, don't listen. It's not like, and if you do, that's not me. Well, it is, but it's not me, dude. And he goes, no, I'm going to listen to it on my way home today. I'm like, fuck.
I'd be like, you know what? I feel like I want to keep my private life and my personal life separate.
They don't listen, man. I try. And I go, I say some outlandish shit on this motherfucker. And you can't think less of me because I warned you.
So what you're saying is your boss is a cuck.
They can and will.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And also, you know what would really suck, though? If they're like, no, it didn't bother me. Well, it's just boring. It just sucks.
Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, you know what, dude? You know what really I decided? It's milk toast.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, it's fine.
I wish you would lean more into the fucking controversial stuff.
You know, since you mentioned your boss, I had a thought today that I thought was funny. Because Rhett, you know, he talked about on the Patreon a milestone in his work, a special event. And I told him, I was like, you do good work, man. Like, good for you.
You did. Thank you.
And I was thinking about it. And I was like, man, it's funny that like three of the shittiest people I know are responsible for like the health and well-being of so many people.
It's a lot. It's
like,
crazy.
Rhett deals with people's like mental health and like their sobriety. Like you fix people's mouths and like your oral health is like your overall health.
It's, it's bonkers to me. Like I drive like in my van. On a daily basis, I drive around with like $100,000 worth of parts.
It's so crazy.
And then if I'm like delivering equipment for an office, it's like double that. And it's like, y'all motherfuckers realize that like I'm a scumbag?
Yeah. The forever scum.
You know what? That's negative self-talk.
Hey, you know what? It's self-actualized.
You do unpack
talk.
That shit outside of the show, right?
What do you mean?
You just actually, you think you're a scumbag?
No, of course not.
Oh!
I mean, I think
I mean, scumbag. I know you're a scumbag.
Yeah. Well, you think being a scumbag is cool.
I did a TikTok scumbag test and I scored very high.
Oh,
it was like I got 18 out of 20 or some shit.
No, you have the luxury of being a scumbag because you're single.
Yeah.
And it feels completely different.
Hey, I got married as a scumbag.
Yeah, he was a scumbag.
I don't even know what the fuck. What is a scumbag? We'd have to define our terms.
Oh, okay, that's
Patreon talk.
We don't want to do
that's
that.
What we call Patreon talk, baby. You know where you can hear that Patreon talk?
Tell the people.
Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast. You can hear all about our political views and our special Patreon review on Zombievers. And
requested by the new reigning king.
The new king. All hail King Hans.
You should have just said Hans. Hans.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I have a tattoo for Hans. So.
He scooped that up real
king
quick.
Bro, the funny thing is, we created that tier as a joke. like back in the day, and that tier has not been vacant for longer than a week since we started.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's dope. Thank you, Hans. Thank you to all of our Patreon, and welcome and all back. All of our
previous kings.
Welcome back, Little Turk.
I didn't even know he was gone.
Also a previous king. Yeah, you know, he had a baby, and so like his finances got a little tight, but he's back, and I told him, like, he popped into my stream, the first stream I did in like 3 months. And I was like, bro, your family, just show your stupid fucking face. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't care if you're on Patreon or not. Just come by. And he's like, I'll just come by on Patreon. So
he has been a contributing member of the Discord as of late, and I love it.
Oh yeah. And for those of you that don't know, the king tier of Patreon, there's only one slot, and that person gets to pick a movie for us to review on the show every month. And if you've ever listened to a movie that we've reviewed that Hans has sent us, you know they get very fucking weird. So I'm pretty excited. I know his first pick is Killer Condom.
Killer Condom. It's looking very likely.
That's so good. I'm so happy. I could not be more happy.
What does it say? The tagline, the rubber that rubs you out.
Yep. Fuck yes. Let's go.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Come on down. And look, Caleb, if you want to throw a couple bucks other than my paycheck, sign on. There
you
go.
Yeah, you kind of have to at this point because we know you can pay this man. So you can pay us for the hours of entertainment you're likely to receive.
Or unlikely. I don't know.
I did call him a cuck a little bit ago, but.
Did you actually call him a cuck?
I mean, I guess you'll have to go back and listen.
All right, cool. Matthew.
Yes, buddy.
Did you watch anything?
I've been watching Great British Bake Off. That is it. And YouTube, true crime videos and wrestling. But that's...
Who is your true crime YouTuber?
Bro, I love that chapter. That chapter is my favorite. He's this quirky, cute little Irish guy. He's got a heavy accent. He says things like, give it a goo. And
give it a goo.
You know, yeah, he's just so charming. His name is Mike. And
Just Mike.
Super charming dude. And then I like Coffeehouse Crime.
Coffeehouse Crime is good. That guy, little British fuck.
He's quite an attractive little fuck. He's got a weird face, but like the rest of him, it's like, oh, you've got great hair. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's just got great hair. But I tend to watch true crime where they have accents. I don't know why. It's just so much more interesting.
You know what I've been watching a lot on YouTube? Well, JCS no longer exists.
What's JCS?
It's so like the...
Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's right. Like the interrogation breakdowns. I fucking love.
Oh yeah, dude. I watched one recently
where these dudes, they do like these full breakdowns of interrogations from like, and now you see that he puts his left leg over his right leg, which indicates that he is in a defensive posture. And if you understand psychology, it's like, what the fuck?
Dude. And then they talk about like where the patient's deflecting and how touching their face in a certain way indicates certain things. It's like really crazy and like interesting to help you navigate your own interpersonal conversations. Like, hootalali, that shit's fun.
I've also
we've basically turned into basic white bitches.
Oh, to bring it even further into basic white bitch territory, I've been watching a fuckload of highlights for 90 Day Fiance, and I can't stop. It is the most delectable trash. Like, all of these people inadvertently are such awful people.
Responded to you with a GIF that was from that show.
You did. You did. And I'm like, that's from 90 Day Fiancé.
Is that the cereal one where she's like eating the cereal and she kind of like spits it out?
That was a black
No, that's like,
face palming.
Extreme Cheapskates. I think that's like mostly like scripted. And I'm sure a lot of this shit is, but it's like, oh my God. So many of it is like ugly, disgusting, rich dudes like meeting like women from third world countries. Us. Well, yeah, but meeting women online from third world countries.
Ugly, disgusting,
and they're
poor
like,
dudes.
I have money, and you know, like, then they realize, like, oh wait, I don't want to go to this country where like they literally sleep on the floor and don't have electricity, and then they start talking a bunch of shit. It's so good. It's so good. And then that little fat no neck fucker lives in my neighborhood, and every time I see him, I'm just like, you're so gross. That's you're mayonnaise headed fuck.
So let's see. We continued watching Cabinet of Curiosities. Haven't watched the last episode, but we...
That's the one directed by Jennifer Kent that did Babadook, so I can't wait for you to
watch. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. But I did finally watch the... the Panos Cosmatos episode.
Oh!
What a fucking crazy trip that was, man.
And even if the idea, it's like, the idea might be basic and whatever he does with it, and Peter Weller and shit... and the production design.
Well, I don't want to draw the parallel yet, but it has hints of a thing that the other thing that we watched tonight, and I go, huh, this is that thing, but done better.
Yeah, the Lovecraft part.
Yeah,
yeah.
But anywho, yeah, I really enjoy. I again highly recommend the series.
So now let me ask you this: how does it fare against Don't Breathe?
It's literally better than that movie,
Better than Don't Breathe.
So it's better than Mandy.
No.
Well, I mean, logically speaking, also, Don't Breathe is better than Mandy, and this is better than Don't Breathe.
This is a bit you do every fucking week.
What bit?
Okay, I looked at your what's it called, Letterbox?
Sure.
Your rewatch of Mandy gives it 4 out of 5 stars.
Did I?
Yes.
You know how much weed I smoke, Rhett?
And that's a great fucking movie for weed. That's a great weed movie, I think you realize that.
You ever know how much weed I smoke?
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't think we watched anything else. We're still keeping up with Handmaid's Tale, which is it's fine. It's whatever.
No,
it's fine.
I know that's what Sophia says.
It's crazy.
This show's still going.
Yeah, it's
supposed to be the last season.
It's
right?
Pretty good. There's some things happening. The thing that fucking bugs me is that homegirl Elizabeth Moss is a fucking Scientologist, and I'm like, girl, what? What are you doing?
You know what Sophia says bugs her?
Somebody
she wanted me to watch the show with her, but now she's like, no, because it's unsatisfying how it's wrapping up. And I'm like, good, thank you. But she says that Elizabeth Moss is directing some of the episodes, and she keeps fucking ending the episode with just sticking on her face. And I'm like, that's like a little too much.
Yeah, and it's been done before in this series. They'll either like focus on her eye or her mouth. And it's like, okay, I'm waiting now for the series to be over.
Wow.
So, anywho, what about you?
I just watched a couple things because we finally invested in a game system.
Yeah, you did.
And it's a Switch because I'm a Nintendo dude. Well, you know.
Nintendo
dude. I'm a Nintendo dude.
I still don't have your friend code.
And we have, I'm sorry, it's been a busy week. And honestly, been
1 week since you got the Switch.
I'm off tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to playing Metroid Dread again until 4 in the morning tonight when we're done here.
So now you got like the real one that sits in the little...
Yes.
So do you tend to play on the TV or do you tend to play...
I haven't played at all off the TV yet.
Okay.
And I know, fucking, I look forward to doing it. It's just... I'm glad it hasn't sucked up my entire life outside of work.
Yeah.
But tonight it will.
Oh, you mean like Modern Warfare 2?
Oh, God. That sucks up my whole life. Yeah. We got Super Smash Brothers Melee, which is fucking fun. What's it called?
Melee.
Oh, and then there's the tournament one.
Smash Brothers.
We got the fucking Smash Brothers game for the Switch.
Yeah.
We're, you know, got to unlock all the fucking people. And we got Animal Crossing. She hasn't gotten into that yet, but she'll love it, of course.
Prepare to lose her for like a month.
Yeah, we got that Mario Brothers universe game.
But you didn't get Odyssey.
I know.
I'm going to let you borrow that.
You know what? I wanted to get a side-scroller one.
Yeah, I'm going to let you borrow it. We've got it.
Is it like Galaxy but better?
It's
it's with the hat, right?
Yes.
Ah!
It's
Can we do a Mario Kart Who Goes There tournament?
Of course we can.
I'll put the belt on the line.
We can do it in the hot tub. We can do it in the hot tub.
I will fuck you up
if you let me get
did I just blow your shit up right
yes.
there?
Yes.
Hot tub yes. Mario Kart fucking competition?
So down.
Besides breaking that thing.
I'm gonna let you borrow Odyssey. It's incredible. Sophia can be the hat. Or you could be the hat.
Oh, you play it. It's tandem.
You can. Or you, if you're one player, you're throwing that hat around yourself.
Thank you.
Actually, I gotta ask Micah. I'm sorry.
You guys should get It Takes Two.
Just don't tell Micah who it's for, and he'll say yes.
No, he'll let you borrow it.
I know.
It Takes Two is also good.
Oh yeah.
But besides that, we only watched two things. There's a Phil Spector docuseries on fucking Showtime. It's only 4 episodes. It gives the whole fucking rundown about Phil Spector and how he killed this chick in his castle.
He got away with it.
The castle.
He got away with it initially. And then, anyway, But it does a great fucking thing of about, like, you know, his recording genius and how he created the wall of sound and the history involved, but also the fucking dark underbelly of the whole industry and his bipolarity and, like, fucking, it does a great job of all that. And it ends up at this place once you get all the info into the crime itself and then all the footage. And God, he's a freakish looking fucking guy.
He is.
Dude, he had just been drinking and fucking completely unhinged for 30 years by that point, and fucking too much money to die, and just kept going. Anyway, it ends up at this place where it's fucking eerie, because also it keeps going back to the songs he wrote, like fucking You've Lost That Love and Feeling, and like Unchained Melody, and like the Ronette songs, these fucking amazing songs. And it's like, how is this guy connected to this? And
it's crazy.
It is fucking insane. And it's a really well done thing. And it ends up at this place that's really eerie and really fucking sad. But also, honestly, kind of spooky. Just because it's like, what the fuck is up with this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Other thing, Killer Sally.
I saw about an hour of this thing.
It's bizarre.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Dude, have you heard about this on Netflix?
I got an email about it, but
it's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
So it's about this this husband and wife bodybuilding team.
You had me a bodybuilder.
They meet through, you know, military.
Is this a documentary? Is this
a docuseries?
Okay. But it's crazy, dude. Like the you know, it starts off and it's like they start off with the 911 call and it's like, holy shit, dude.
Wait, so it's true crime about bodybuilders? Okay, yes. don't tell me and, anything and else. I'm going to watch it tonight.
And violence.
Oh, the Chris Benoit story? Okay, don't tell me anything
else. This shit is fucking...
And there's like a whole industry where chicks or dudes want like buff chicks to wrestle them.
I want that.
Well, dude.
There's a bar in Japan that's run just by buff women. And I was like, I would drink just to go there and have them pour shots down my throat.
You're like, I would drink their piss.
I would let them piss on my face. You'd
probably get juiced up just by drinking the pee.
Ah! Tomorrow is Wakanda Forever, so we'll see.
I'm actually looking forward to it.
So am I.
I don't know that I'm...
Despite the other Phase 4 stuff, well, most of the
Phase 4
stuff.
I don't know that I love... Well, if who they picked as Black Panther is the Black Panther, I don't know that I love that casting.
It sure looks like it, yeah.
But hopefully they're like, ha, gotcha, it's Lupita Nyong'o, bitch. Like, that would be kind of cool.
I think it makes sense for the sister.
I hope not, because she's a fucking anti-vax weirdo and I want her gone.
Because of the actress?
Yeah.
Damn. I look forward to hearing you guys talk about that for 40 minutes on Patreon.
We're not going
to
talk about it that long. What?
Got him. You know what we are going to talk about? VHS 99.
Oh, shit.
I'm not ready, dude.
What about YouTube videos? Bro. Can we talk more about YouTube?
We could. You mean like Mountain Kings, dude?
I'm not ready, dude.
I mean, what do you need to be ready for?
It's VHS 99, directed by Flying Lotus, Maggie Levine, Tyler McIntyre.
Flying Lotus. What are you doing?
Johannes Roberts, Joseph Winter, and Vanessa Winter. They were a team.
All mistakes.
Yeah, it's a VHS. It's a VHS movie in 99. What more do you want from me? You know what I don't want more of?
VHS movies.
VHS movies.
Hoodoo lolly.
I want this to disappear from existence.
You are a champion of found
but
footage.
But it won't.
Did 94 come out this year?
Last year.
But it won't they because this makes so much money for these fuckers. And,
and diminishing.
And next one, 85, is going to have Natasha Kermani. And if she fucks that up, I'm going to be so disappointed. But anywho... This whole thing, front to back, is hella trash. There is like a couple moments that I'm like, oh, that's kind of a novel idea you've got going on there. But you fucked it because you only have 20 minutes and how could this get any better? Y'all motherfuckers, oh, Ratma's so good. And it's like, no, it's not.
What's rotten?
Ratma, dog.
Oh, Ratma. Dude, Ratma was dope.
Exactly. That's the problem.
We're Ratma not big cool. on that.
You that's that. The problem. Everybody's all, oh, Ratma's sick, dude. Well, okay, good.
Ratma
you've
was
got
sick.
four episodes of that now, or four fucking segments of that from here.
Ratma was in this.
This isn't
one too.
Even nearly as good as Ratma.
That's the problem.
Ratma so, was in this shit, dude.
So, anywho, Matt, what'd you think of VHS 99?
So I had to write notes.
I got notes here too. I
had to write notes.
Bro, you got hella because notes.
This movie is so fucking uninspired that I knew I was going to forget all of it. And exactly. I watched it.
Exactly.
I watched it last night. No, this morning at like 3 a.m.
This morning
at like 3 a.m.
Sounds legal.
And I've already forgotten large chunks of this movie.
Lard ass.
Like, it feels so limp dick. There's no wraparound. There's no wraparound.
The Army Man is a better wraparound than the other wraparound.
I mean, at least they had a reason for why we were viewing these tapes. Yeah. So there's no, before they like go into a serial killer's house and there's the VHS laying around, they put them in. It's like there's a reason. Saying, this is just no reason. They have stuff that goes from like them watching a videotape to like them filming a videotape. And
because
like,
it's VHS, dude. Dude,
so this, I just for a split second, Ronnie was watching this with me, and I actually felt like I was inflicting her with this movie.
Yeah,
yeah, it's unnecessary.
Much like Rhett, I never use definitive terms like never and always. But I may never watch another anthology ever again.
I don't use them very often. Only a Sith deals in absolutes. And then he says that.
And then it's an absolute.
Only, which is an absolute.
Got him. Shit.
So basically, so Obi-Wan is a secret.
Are you
Sith.
Done with anthology?
Obi-Wan is a cuck. I mean, I can't say forever.
Well,
because
actually, Anakin's the cuck.
Because, like, you know, I'm sure we're going to have to watch some. And on occasion, you get, like, Trick or Treat is a fantastic anthology. This is not that.
You know what's a good anthology? Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities.
There you go. Yeah. Is there a wraparound story for that?
No. There's Guillermo del Toro being fat, looking at a cabinet of curiosities.
Fat, you know, dope host with owl glasses.
This felt like.
I can say that as a fat man. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
This felt like, you know, when another horror website put out another anthology where they just said like, oh, if you have a monster short, let us pay you a small amount of money to put it on this DVD. So it felt like there was DVD. It's like they're like,
DVD.
Hey, just throw something 90s in there, and like we can probably put you on the 90s and 20s.
Here is also the fucking thing that I don't want to keep not like getting to you.
I'm sad to hear that they're doing 85.
The thing that fucks me up about this shit is like the 99. It should
have been your jam.
Such a fucking cool year to do.
It's a fucking banger ass year.
It's a banger ass year, dude. And I'm watching this and I'm like,
where's the Limp Bizkit?
It's just fucking lazy as fuck, you guys. Okay,
where's the core?
Go ahead. I'm really disappointed they're doing 85 because I was looking forward to like, oh, DVD 03, Blu-ray 11, 4K, JPEG. If they wanted to go to 1933 gramophone.
We could go
if they
wanted, it's DivX like, 2001.
The fucking 89 bit laser was stupid disc. Out of the gate to me. I'm like, why is it called VHS? Oh, because it's on VHS. Like,
well, and because that's so horrid. Dude, get it because of the like feedback on the tape.
I it's no secret I'm not a big fucking fan of this kind of deal with this found footage shit.
Yep.
And
you're saying you're not a champion.
I am not a champion of found footage, and this movie is fucking, this is the worst I've seen. But I never saw Viral, which I heard was just trash.
Viral?
I thought we did it.
I think we did.
Not with you.
I think we did. Or
not with. I'm all not with you. Not with me. The other one.
The other guy.
Or did I just watch it on my own?
Wait, is that VHS Viral?
Yeah.
I think we did an episode on that.
How did you not watch this?
I think we've done every VHS with the exception of the first one.
You had to have watched it.
Nah. I did VHS 94 with you guys, and that was fucking trash. Even with that Toshiro Tahente cyborg.
That's 2014.
Dude, the second episode we ever did was on VHS 2.
So look, I'll just say this anthology has a terrible fucking intro with Army Men Toys. That's the wraparound, Matt's
Army
Michigan.
Army Men? That's actually, that's my Jewish alter ego, Army Men.
Ari Army Men.
Ari Army Men.
Army Hammer?
Oh,
he's dope. Okay, and then it has a dope. Terrible pop punk Blink 182 skateboarding trash segment, a terrible sorority trash segment, a terrible late 90s type kids game show segment that's fucking insane.
It's in it will
like,
not
look how crazy we are, and not, just like, you know,
it's not
like,
only insane, but it's insipid at the same time.
Yeah, it's like they picked ideas out of a hat, like then we'll do this, you know, and then a terrible, ridiculously boring teenage perv idiots with camera segment.
Ugh.
With the Medusa CGI bullshit, and then a terrible ritual segment, which is probably better than the other ones.
Is that your favorite?
Well, I mean, how would you fucking do that? But I'm excited because we can go linear here.
Oh, yeah.
We can go linear. It sounds like we both have notes because we knew.
Oh, yeah.
We got a structure. I
broke them into sections, too.
Okay, so the first segment is...
Before we break them down, which one was your favorite?
I do... Okay. Of the ones...
Because I want initial reactions in case we change our minds.
I have favorite parts, not a favorite
segment.
If
we're talking like, okay, this segment was the least offensive of the bunch,
yeah,
was the seance one. I like the kooky, okay. the kooky hell, the kooky hell bits.
Yeah, where they got teleported there.
Yeah. And when I say I like them, I'm like, well, comparatively. And there are moments in the dungeon one, what's it called? Ozzy's dungeon.
Yeah.
There are moments in there. I'm like, oh, dude, they're doing Temple of fucking Hidden of the Temple, dude.
See, that's my
Hidden of the Temple. Is that what I came up with?
That one's my favorite because like it did have like the nostalgia, like the Legends of the Hidden Temple nostalgia, and like the game show itself was zany. But then, and that one had one of my biggest gripes where they go and they pull out, and it's like they're filming.
You know what? I never pull out.
I do.
That's why you got two kids, dude.
It's true.
That's why I got none. They zoom out and like they're filming this fucking video that they're watching, but that section right there where they have that dude in the cage and it's like fucking Mom meets August Underground, bro, I'm so in.
What?
I was so stoked for that part. When Homeboy put on fucking knife helmet, they're, so in.
They're,
and
they're,
then
they're, yeah.
The fucking ending, what? And it goes like, it's like all high def again, all of a sudden. Like, okay, but we can go linear. But that
well, no, 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 okay, no, no. Let's do Ozzy's Dungeon because we're there.
Okay.
I think there's a great idea in there to use the fucking Secrets of the Hidden Temple type deal.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think this even has the production values to mimic that correctly. And, or even, so the nostalgia was not, I'm like, oh, they got a slide. Like what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like they got a kiddie slide from Target, a tube from Amazon, and like a pool. Like,
well, and they started as Legends of the Hidden Temple and finished as Double Dare.
And look, any good idea here is fucking botched immediately by just fucking stupid ass dialogue. I don't even explain, but the acting across the board is fucking terrible. Oh, yeah. Even when it gets to this, when it got to that cage part. I like you're like I'm in. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, well, I mean, yeah. Like, what? I don't mean I'm in terms of like it makes any goddamn sense in terms of the story, but like I'm in terms of like that's the shit that I like.
No, and I get what you're saying.
That's where, but, like, I've told you with found footage, my thing is like, I want it to feel like we're watching something we're not supposed to. That section right there. That section right there felt it does, like it because it felt like
it did feel a little dirty.
Well, and because she told her son, like, didn't I tell you I'd buy you a Dreamcast if you do what I say? Like, so it feels like actual interactions with people who are holding a camera and doing something they're not supposed to be doing. That's why I liked that part, and it felt like really just grimy.
The mom put her fucking kid on the show. Like,
yeah, but so like,
why does she have? She's like a fucking. She's a torture expert, and then they're going on the show.
Not only that, dude, but like so, come on. So this mom like is willing to spend all this time to plan this like torture device, but didn't have the time to take her daughter to a fucking hospital for a broken leg. Like, what the fuck?
It's just lazy shit.
Oh, we'll have him in a cage.
Well, why? They like, get she, they reveal her leg, and it's all
gangrene-y,
and it's like, what, like. Even in a universe where I can believe like, oh, the mom just like ignores the broken leg, like, It's a silly contrivance.
And then, so this is Flying Lotus's segment, right? Who had fucking a couple just amazing albums, honestly. But
have you ever seen Kuso?
No.
Was that the name of it?
Kuso? I think that's Rash. The one he did. And I heard it's terrible. And that sucks because I fucking
did we not like it?
I haven't seen it. I've heard. I've read. It's not
bonkers.
Good. It's well, he's bonkers, and that's what I mean. He's even when these ideas are about. It's just not. I'm sorry, Flying Lotus is fucking. Come on, dude. And maybe stick to the album thing. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? Either way, I don't like this segment. Okay, it's crazy as Flying Lotus. But props to the old dude driving the host to the studio at the end and his dope. Freeform jazz music. And yeah. That's when I'm like, who directed this one? And it's like, oh, that's why. It's Flying Lotus. And then there is
that,
this.
That car ride was at least like interesting.
Yeah, that was what's different.
What's happening here?
Yeah, this is a different. There's a juxtaposition of elements here. Like, what the fuck is happening? Where are they going? I got curious, right? But then they get there and then the shit leads to an actual cave.
Yeah, what?
Which is like.
It all revolves around the fact that, like,
I know you're high and you're creative, but that's dumb.
If you go on this show, this Double Dare show, and you win, your ultimate wish gets fulfilled. And, like, so they kidnap this guy to get the girl's wish, and of course it's fucking money. But, like, then what?
I don't know. Then, though, you mentioned this, and this is where the Lovecraft monster thing, right?
Which is fucking crazy.
Okay, well, yeah, there's this morbidly obese lady laid out on a table or whatever it is.
And not the main girl's mom. It's another one.
Yeah, and then this fucking Lovecraftian cosmic horror type monster comes out and starts spitting like fucking, not spitting, but these like energy blast things with little, and it's, you could see little geometric figures too.
I'm like, okay.
So was I.
I was like, okay, what are you
and
doing?
And I was like, this monster looks okay. It's the best looking monster in the thing.
Better than Ratma.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
He's not going to go with that. He can't sign off on that.
I thought the monsters in the last one looked really cool. Like, okay. Some of them.
Compared to this shit. Because besides this Lovecraft one, it's just like Halloween mask fucking monsters and a CGI Medusa, which is crazy. But we're not even
We'll get there.
And then it like shows the daughter's face and she's smiling. So it was like her plan to get them there because she was under the influence of the thing.
She wanted to kill everyone?
It's just when she's, when they wheel her up to this fat lady, they're like, okay, make your wish and make it a good one. And then like...
everybody dies.
And she smiles.
Why? So sinister.
Like, dude. I have so few notes on this, but one of them is like, why the fuck did she kill her parents?
You get it, dude? Because her mom forced her to do the game show in the first place.
Like, was that it? She seemed very excited about it.
Oh, dude, no, like, she did it. Dude,
yeah, when they were doing the interview, she's like, yeah, we drove all the way down.
It's
and
all
then,
about
like,
child actors and their struggles, dude.
Oh, is that what it is?
It feels like...
no, dog.
Remember high school, they gave you like an hour to do a group project? It's like that. It's like that. That's how this feels.
How? Oh, okay.
You came up with. You had, cool. You had a little bit of budget and you had a limited time period and you were fucking really high.
So, like, it's like the kid is like, hey, mom, can we get Cabinet of Curiosities? Nah, dude, we got Cabinet of Curiosities at home and it's fucking VHS.
So what you're saying, Ray, it's on Shudder. This is the Saved by the Bell episode of Buddy Bands.
Nah, dude. We should fucking do that on the show. We should do that fucking show on the show.
I'm going to clip that. That was a funny joke that I just said, dude.
It was a great fucking joke. That was really good, Jorge. So that was your favorite of the bits?
That was just because of that.
That doesn't sound very good.
Dad, and it wasn't even the whole thing. It was literally like that part when they're in the basement. And it felt like an August Underground type of like
pig.
Like one of those low budget shitty torture movies that I love.
Those
like,
low budget shitty torture movies. I was thinking about that, and your guys' response to Pig and mine compared to your guys. Having seen the other ones and some other ones, Pig is way better.
That's what I'm saying.
Hopefully, Hans will get us back into the mix on those.
Yeah. So, where do we go from here?
We got to go back to the beginning because we get to the we get to this fucking like this like pop punk thing with like mix of Jackass with like mix of like what was the skating
CKY2K
that bullshit.
They had that dope ass riff in that how do you
call
it's like my Mortal Kombat.
How do you call all of the 90s and you're like this is the culmination of the band that we're gonna come up with,
bro?
It's like, dude,
wait, which band are you talking about? Because there's two.
Both of them.
Well, see, in the first one, they're talking about how this band died in 96, but they have a very, like, 92 style. Like, who's a fucking band? Like, the lead singer reminded me of Jill Sobule.
They were doing, like, a bit about Kitty, dude. Like, that's, like, that.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I mean...
Because they're all the witch finger girls.
It's the only thing like, I could think of. They got
pop punk and new metal.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, dude, like, it's fucking, like, do you get it, bro? Like, do you remember when it was like to live in 99?
I'm going to go back and rewatch that one, actually. 99
nostalgia bits are not fucking, that's what I mean, it's very lazy.
Because there was a phone number in there.
There's Zerochenkos.
Yeah.
There was a dude with white ass pants, though. I had a note that said,
where are the Jenkos?
There's a fucking Zero Limp Bizkit.
Yep.
There's Zero Corn.
And I mean, I get it. You're following like punk kids and it's fine. But then like, oh my, the fucking names they come up with for these bands too. And I mean like Limp Bizkit is a fucking great band name, you know. But it's like, was it Bitch Cat and like.
That's dope.
Fucking.
I kind of liked that.
That's me, dude.
It's like Death Grips with opener Bitch Cat.
What was their band called? Their band was called Rack because it was like all of their names and
that's
like.
That's me. Bitch Cat. That's me. My handle is Bitch Cat.
Yeah. I mean, it did feel very 90s. It was like they kind of just pulled two words and threw them together.
They're like, let's fuck shit up. Ah, yeah. Bitch. Oh, we're gonna shit all over this pussy tonight. Dude,
they kept doing that because that's 99. That's how people talk.
Yep. Oh, those fucking kids. I mean, to be fair, it did remind me of like.
No.
I was going to say, it did remind me of like.
No.
Being in high school, like the idiot kids I knew that had the video camera and they were always trying to. Yes,
we
to, like,
talked different back do then. Something. Than we
no,
do
but
now.
They were always trying to like film something and just do dumb shit and like. Well, you know, like so at least that kind of felt
skateboard in the 90s
somewhat authentic.
But you know what's fucking crazy? It's like I'm
grasping at straws.
We used to do that shit in like high school. We used to do stupid ass shit on. You know, we specifically know
filming
this
shit was a big deal. It's still a big deal. As people are on Instagram and fucking social media.
TikTok. It's like I'm not unfamiliar with this whole bit where it's like you record the dumb shit that you do, but like I look back at the stuff that we did and we're like, dude, we were like irreverent. Yeah. And there was
if you had a camera, it was like, oh, we can vandalize things now. Yeah. Like, what does that have to do with it?
There's like nothing dangerous about like this whole fucking segment. It's like, okay, well, you're a band.
Yeah.
The skateboards.
Oh, but they're breaking into a place that like burned down.
It's
also so many issues with that. The fact that like this band was on stage and somehow got trampled by their fans logistically doesn't make sense. Because that would have meant they jumped off the stage, started running, and then got trampled. Let's ignore that for a second. Okay, hold on. So now, if you look through this building, so they got trampled, and then the building burned down. So you look.
The logistics are totally off.
All of the stuff that they're looking at, it's like, oh, look at this shoe that's in perfect condition, but melted to the floor. Whoa. Not a bit of soot on it. Also, like, the fucking building burned down, but when the band comes back, they're like, totally just zombies. They're not fucking charred skeletons.
Yeah, are they? Okay, hold on. That's exactly it. Are they fucking ghosts or are they fucking zombies?
Like, they're fucking mistakes,
get your
bro.
Fucking story straight. And like, for Christ's sake.
One of the very first notes I have when they start talking about the shit that happened, I'm like, somehow these idiots are going to swap place with the ghost band.
Of course. Like, of course.
And it was because that guy is like, well, so they fucking possess you. If you disturb the resting place, they possess you. And I'm like, they're going to get possessed.
And then I wish they could see you putting your fucking hands on
bro,
your head.
His parting words were like, well, I hope the Hunamuna gets you.
Yeah.
And it's like,
they called him like boots or something. Okay, you're referring
like,
to dead
oh,
people's
I'm like,
boots.
Okay, Indian kid. Like, Please.
Bro. Oh, they had all the representation here.
It's like, dude, okay, if you wanted to fucking, if you wanted to have me on board, like, have the fucking Latino kid who's like, this is fucking, it's fucking ghost, dude.
Oh, you mean like from Black Phone, dude?
Exactly, dude.
I would have much rather preferred like a thugged out little Latino kid instead of any of these kids.
Well, because we all knew that guy, right? We all knew the fucking the dirtbag Mexican
kid. The one that comes up to you and be like, hey fool, you're a rocker, huh?
Hey fool, you wanna go skateboarding?
We've all heard, I bet all three of us have heard that. Hey, you're that's a rocker, like, fool, huh?
That was like half of our high school.
Exactly, yeah. Dude.
It really so was.
I'm like, hey dude, this is trash.
Also, is that kid Native American? Like, cause
No, he's
how does he understand about whatever the fuck the spice was?
Well, cause his mima or whatever the Hindu version of a mima is.
Oh, so his nona had told him that, like,
yes,
mijo, sprinkle this fucking salt on these I mean, zombie ghosts.
I know we're conflating, you know, like Hinduism with like, you know, goofy Mexican shit, but it's essentially the same thing, man. Like we've all got a fucking tia or a fucking or a grandma who's
throw
like,
the salt and say sana sana
sana sana colita de rana, that whole bit. So it's like the stuff I'm looking at this, I go, God damn, man, y'all really fucked this up. Oh. Like what? And like, fuck?
Okay, so the band talks about how they're gonna break into this place to play a show on the stage that Bitch Cat played on.
Bitch Cat.
Also,
bitch,
they keep saying we're gonna play a show. A show indicates that there's people there, or that you've done, I don't know, anything to let people know that you're gonna be playing.
And this motherfucking director is like, you know what, dude? I saw From Dusk Till Dawn. We're gonna do that, but with these punk chicks. We're going to do that. They're going to play the body parts, dude. Do you get it? Do you get it?
Oh, dude, no, we also forgot they like transported all that gear and shit. They lugged their drums, their amps, their guitars, like
under the kid's nose, too. Like he's like,
"How?
Pero cómo did you do this?" And it's like, I'm doing this. Why is he Mexican in my head?
We're projecting. I'm projecting. We're rewinding.
It's like, you stole my drum set, dude. And it's like, bro, fuck off.
It's like, bro, how do you get here and not realize you didn't bring your fucking drums? Like, what? You guys just went in my room and took it? Where did you think the fucking drums were, bro? Did you just think there was going to be a back set or a back line here?
Yeah, they're like, we're going to do a show, but my drums, dude.
Yeah, we're going to do a show. Okay, cool. So there's going to be like, I don't know, a venue and security and like a back line.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Sure. Also, no, there's no fans. We haven't done anything to tell anyone about
just
this.
Boots.
You know, this is just ego.
Just boots and zombies.
Because it's not even for fucking Facebook cred at this point, because this is 99. Like, MySpace isn't even a thing. I don't even think Friendster is a thing. Face the Jury, mate. No, Face the Jury was 2003. None of that shit was around. Hot or Not, maybe. You're not promoting your band on Hot or Not. What the fuck?
I've had enough of this part.
Are you in the fucking Cartoon Network chat rooms?
Red's not as impassioned on this shit.
I haven't noped out of a fucking discussion on this show like this in a long... It feels good, though. You guys got this. I forget that sometimes.
What was the thing that you said too much of last episode?
Oh, my God. On Terrifier 2?
Yeah.
Cognitive distortion.
That's you right now.
Oh,
that's,
bro.
That's you, dude.
Okay, hold on. Before we move on, I was just scanning my notes. So they did this
I mean, it kept coming up for a reason, but it was like, dude, say something else.
They did this little interview with Bitch Cat, and they chopped it in. So not only are they like filming this as it's happening, but they've somehow edited. How are we viewing these? That's my problem, too, is how are we fucking viewing these? Because in this one, this is...
You're fucking saying, but that's what shit I'm saying. I've
this
said
is,
forever
this is
about
the,
found
this
footage.
Is the wraparound. No, I'm not saying why. Because one of your arguments is like, why are we still watching this? Like, you're in this situation.
Stop fucking recording.
Yeah. Always.
What
but
Red's
in this,
saying
this
how
one, I'm saying how, because
hands.
They're filming it as it happens, but they've also managed to splice in bits from this documentary. So, like... In this documentary, one of the singer of Bitch Cat says, we don't even relate to LA anymore. That stage is our home. Yeah, fans are our family for sure. And then, so, okay. That's
so academic with this.
So hold on. As they're playing the song, you know, the song is just fucking whatever. It's just vapid. But then there's this part where, like, they do this chanting gang vocals of, get the fuck off my stage. And then before they attack the band, you hear the singer go, get the fuck off my stage. And then he fucking flies up and then he turns into Jello, dude.
Yeah, I never know if I'm going to show up and you're going to be like, that was dope. He just exploded into blood. He just, I love that. And it had the guts on the stage. I'm glad you're not saying
not at all. Like, because I rolled my eyes so hard at the whole, like, get the fuck off. Because, like, they really make it a point when they're performing the song to make sure that you notice the get the fuck off my stage part. Yeah. And then the fact that they brought it back and actually used it, I'm like, oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. Because like George said, are they ghosts? Are they zombies? They can clearly talk, but once they like manifest into physical form, they just... Ugh. Also, they're cannibals now for some reason? Well, I guess if they're zombies. Well,
they're shitty cannibals, too, because they're throwing all the body parts.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess they just eat the torso.
And then they tried to put them back together? I'm like, what in the fuck is happening
now? It's just fucking... bereft of ideas, right? It's just like, oh, so there'll be zombies, and then they'll tear them apart, and this guy will explode, yep. And then they'll throw body. We can throw body parts over here, and then they could try to put them back together. Also, look like the design of them, like it's really lame,
cheap, hella cheap.
This is a two beer fucking movie.
Where are you going?
I had to pee too.
Dope.
Yeah, I mean, trash.
Well, we cannot move on to the next segment until he comes back from pissing.
It's true.
So.
just.
Okay, quick segue to another anthology. Let's go back to Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities.
Mm-hmm.
So you've watched all the episodes except.
The last one. Yeah.
Oh, the autopsy. The one with the fucking...
Fantastic.
Wasn't it?
Fantastic.
And you had recommended The Empty Man like a year ago, and I don't think... I mentioned on a recent show, but I don't... Have you watched it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Because Stuckman said it was good.
Stuckman did say. Fucking Stuckman. He's on his positive vibe right now, which is so irritating.
It is irritating.
I'm like, dog, dig in.
He's not like Fantano, you know? He won't just like give something a zero.
Yeah, he won't. He's like, it's only positive vibes, dude.
Nah, that's not good.
That's not good. That's trash. but yeah, man, I honestly think my favorite one was the storage unit one.
Like for real?
Yeah, I think so. I like that actor. I like the. It's a little goofy. I understand. Like, oh, this storage unit's like a little bit too small. Like, it's goofy.
It's so well done. It's so well produced, though.
Wait, what are we talking about?
We segued into the other anthology until you returned from the pisser.
Which other anthology?
Cabinet of Curiosities.
Oh, it's all we can talk about now.
So does that mean we're going to part two? Suicide Bid?
Yes. So
I had problems with this one too. Imagine that.
Soul Sisters. The Legend of Guillotine. Or what fucking name are they saying?
Guillotine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got it.
You know, so my favorite part of this was... Anyway, I'm not giving a fucking plot synopsis here. This sorority's making this chick do dumb shit with them, and there's supposedly a sinister chick with this dumb fucking story, and then they're gonna bury her in the coffin, right?
Yeah.
And then it starts raining, and then there's spiders coming. And so, look, the idea of...
Spiders came first, dude.
Claustrophobia and spiders is, like, potentially effective, you know? And then... My favorite, though, is when the cop shows up and they fucking take off. And then the cop shows up off camera and says, fuck this. Let's get back to town before we catch pneumonia. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of shit we're dealing with this thing.
As if you catch pneumonia from the rain.
And then, like, the rain is coming through the fucking coffin, which is a good thing. Because mm-hmm. if the shit breaks open, you can break out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude. But.
And then. Yeah, you go ahead.
There's almost no dirt on top of that coffin.
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, there's a giant fucking hole. Also, the dirt would have fallen through that hole, especially once the mud started coming in, and she would have fucking suffocated.
Well.
Like that.
And then, okay, so the camera in this coffin is.
To what?
So they can record just how scared she is.
Yeah, but where is it located?
I guess, by her head.
Where no mud or water. I mean, it's just, again, yeah. like, just stop it. Get some help. Like, stop doing the fucking found footage thing.
And then also at the end of it, who's filming at the end?
Who's filming the girls? Yeah.
Well, yeah, who's filming the girls that are, like, around? Well, there is one, because, like, they're talking at the end, and they keep turning and looking at her. Well,
and then it's like she's going to drown and all that, and then the guillotine fucking chick shows up, which is just fucking pathetic. It's like, oh, then the guillotine monster can show up in front of the coffin. And it's like something at like Haunted Hotel, you know what I mean?
It's like it's somehow worse than the worst Tales of the Crypt episode.
Oh, for sure.
Well, because the worst Tales of the Crypt episode didn't have five women doing vocal fry.
Shut up.
If you want to be in our sorority. Also, why was she a bitch to her friend at the beginning? Like, and then she did the sadness video to her friend. I'm kind of glad she died because her friend was like, hey, you know, like, I'm concerned you should do this stuff. And
now
she's
that
like,
I'm dying, you're my best friend.
She's like, also, we're in college, so like, fuck you. I'm going to be friends with these girls. And all vocal fry.
Well, that bitch is dumb, man. Like, if you're gonna toss all your fucking balls into one pit, so to speak.
I'd like to toss my balls into that Asian chick. I mean, she's a mean girl.
Hey,
I did watch Mean Girls. That's something I watched. I forgot that, but
it's a good movie. Mean Girls.
It is. It's a great movie. It's
actually really good. Mm-hmm. Who's the character in there that doesn't say much, but they're like, "You go, Coco."
Coco?
Yeah, Coco. She doesn't say much, but when she does speak, it's fucking dope.
Hell yeah.
Highly recommend Mean Girls if you haven't seen it.
That's because you're the Regina George of the group.
Which bitch is that?
The main one.
Oh, no, definitely not. Definitely not.
George is the Lacey Chabert, and I'm the super ditzy blonde.
Oh, okay. I'll go with that. I thought you were going to say you're Lindsay Lohan or some bullshit.
No. I mean of like the plastics.
None of us are Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Exactly.
I mean,
no one gets to be.
If any of us, it would be George, because he's the only alcoholic of the group.
It's true. I am an alcoholic.
Like Rhett in the day, he would have been the Lindsay Lohan.
That's weird though. Like I'm an alcoholic. I'm just don't drink.
You're a recovering alcoholic. That's
I don't
the difference.
Think you are an alcoholic.
It's true.
High functioning.
I am. Highest functioning.
Yeah.
Highest functioning alcoholic in the world. Oh, wait a minute. So the next day they come back. And the fucking grave is full of water, and they start jumping in the water.
Dive in. So we have to make sure she's still alive. It's like, oh no, you don't,
guys.
You have an out. Like she is dead. She is buried.
Guys, I went down there. The coffin's empty. Yeah. I went down there. The coffin's empty, dude.
How did she know? Was the lid not there? Like, I mean.
Well, it's just fucking a funny scene too, because they're just jumping into this open pool of water in the dirt with all their clothes on.
Which also, even if it had rained a significant amount of the night,
like full immersion,
it wouldn't have been that full.
No, it's mud.
And then like, that just shows you
absorbs fucking water.
That just shows you how little dirt there was in there in the first place, and that girl probably could have just like. Poked at the little little cross hole, got some dirt to fall out, and then just pushed the
lid. Nah, dog, like, guillotine knows all, dude.
So, and then, like, the other segment, you can feel it just pushing hard, really hard to make up for its lack of ideas by, like, okay, what crazy thing can happen next? So they leave, and then they wake up in the coffins.
Yep.
And then she shows up like, me and guillotine made a fucking deal.
Also, guillotine looks like, hilarious.
It was
like,
bad. It is, like, the worst... The worst, like,
rubber Halloween
dime
mask.
Store fucking Halloween mask you could have created.
Dude, it was so bad.
And here's the thing, man. I understand that these motherfuckers are, like, razor-thin budget. Like, they've got, like, probably, like, two nickels to rub together for, like, special effects and all this stuff.
Terrifier 2.
But we have, on this show, seen movies that were made for, like... A shoelace that have been more effective than any of these segments, and were full length movies.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude, this whole guillotine fucking, you know, it's gonna have like the cross is gonna be glass because you have to be able to see, and it's like, First off,
no, it wasn't glass, because when they threw the first load of dirt in, it literally hit her in the face and she spit the dirt out. And then in the next fucking scene, her face is completely clean with not a dirt spot on it.
I thought it was at least a glass
continuity.
It was a cutout, because I was like, oh, instantly she would fucking die from the dirt. She would fucking suffocate. Because the dirt would keep falling through and landing on her face. Because
we've seen this done in other movies better. Well, obviously, the way it would happen.
Yeah.
Or something closer to that.
But nope. Not this movie. Camera still works. Like
if the dirt is falling on her face, she literally just has to go like this.
See, that's what I mean. When also, a movie like this, there are bad movies. When a found footage movie is bad, though, it adds a whole new layer of badness, because then you realize, oh, and there's a camera recording.
Yep. So I was just going to make
fucking stupid.
I was just going to make a point about the camera, too. Like, I don't know how many of y'all own cameras in 1999, but the battery definitely did not last overnight.
Well, it's just, okay.
Not only that, but dude, in 900,000 people didn't have a fucking camera. It's like, come on.
Like the one kid either that had rich parents or that saved up all summer. Stories
with where they had cameras. I mean, come on. That's okay.
Not everybody had a Donovan, okay?
I had a camera. I had a moped and a camera. So that's why, yeah, we filmed each other. You weren't there for this one, but we each got on the moped and drove through a fucking old folks development, and then we got chased off by security.
See, that's why I'm saying the first segment felt a little bit authentic.
He's chasing me on his fucking little golf cart, and I'm on the moped, and it was like fucking John Wick in 1999. It was dope.
Dude, we recorded ourselves singing fucking Local H. Oh, yeah. It was fucking bonkers, dude.
Ooh, Donovan's Garage.
Donovan's Garage. Like, half of us had, like, fucking motorcycle helmets on, and we were like, and you just don't get it. Keep it copacetic.
This is the master of fucking Hotel California right here. Oh, my
God, dude. Shit was crazy.
And then Hillcrest Style.
Hillcrest Style. We did fucking Kabuki.
That's me. Kabuki. Came out,
we did Kabuki fucking Fucks. That was without you. That was with Wesley.
Kabuki Fucks is not me. That's you guys' inspiration.
Right. We made like a horror movie with like this Kabuki mask that Donovan had in his fucking house for some fucking reason. And it was whoever was on the outside would come up to a window and go, Kabuki!
Better than this. Better than VHS 99. That's actually VHS 99.
I'm more invested in Kabuki Fucks.
Yeah.
That sounds like something Troma might want to do.
Yeah, man, it was good. It was good.
It's a good name, too.
Unlike this.
We still got to... Let's move on to...
The last line of this segment is talking about how her and Guillotine made a deal. And she's like, I promised I'd give her as many sisters as she could ever want. Her own sorority. Soul Sisters.
Soul Sisters.
And I was like, oh, fuck off. I had to take a 40-minute break after that.
Yeah, and so, like, is she not dead?
No, she's dead, but, like, she's undead? Like,
it doesn't matter.
So hey, don't kill me for real. Let me be your servant for eternity and do your bidding. So, I mean, like, I know I'm poking holes in a stupid fucking movie, bro, come on.
We got two more sections because we covered the fucking Ozzy's dungeon.
Yep.
So.
And the least amount of notes for these
teenage
two.
Perv idiots. Right?
Bro, this felt so throwaway. Okay. So throwaway.
So. This is the most egregious. And for the listeners that think, like, he keeps saying that, it's like, yes, that's the thing. And
this
it
is
should
egregious.
I literally think it should be pronounced that way.
It's more and more egregious every time.
Exactly. And then this is, I'm just going to cut to the end here. This is the most egregious example of the camera still rolling. Because CGI Medusa has jumped through the computer screen and is attacking people and ripping their guts out. And the response is, we got to get out of here while they film it. Right?
Yep.
This is just, it's just like, and again, CGI Medusa jumps through a computer screen. And then, oh, wait a minute. When they see Medusa, right? Uh-huh. They're like, oh, what is that? That CGI stuff? They say that.
Dude.
Which is like, oh, is that like an inside joke? Is that like.
No, so this movie really like hammer fisted. This is late 90s. Like, they're like, oh, are we going to go skate at Blockbuster later? Nah, dude, Radio Shack is way cooler. Hey, remember these companies from the 90s?
We're going to Hollywood Video.
Yeah, dude, like, they kept doing little things like that. Like, I forgot what the other ones were. They had other little comments.
Game Crazy instead of Hollywood Video.
Oh, I remember Game Crazy. Oof. My brother managed to steal an Xbox from there. It was dope. Jesus. He just, like, grabbed it and flung it outside to somebody that was waiting. He literally just hucked it like that through the fucking door.
I think, you know what? Your brother has his issues, but he sounds dope.
Hey, dude, he's pretty rad. Like, he didn't give a fuck.
Hey, your brother's a racist, crazy meth head.
Oh, this one's not the racist. This one is the I don't even know what you would call him. He's a lot of things. We used to call him Baby Havoc because he used to dress up like Davey Havoc and follow him around all the time.
He comes in handy when you need some shit, right?
He's helpful in a pinch.
Who was that in our friend group? Nobody. Who was the one that you could be like, it was Donovan.
What do you mean? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Or you could be like, he'll do the thing that we need to get done. No. Like, he'll throw a fucking Xbox.
Yeah, it's like, if you wanted hood shit done, Pat would do it.
Who was the hood shit
guy? I'm not even trying to say, like, but look, I mean,
it wasn't me. 100%.
Well, because, look, when I was playing in the band with Kenny and Carlos.
In the band.
We needed a drum set, right? So I went in the band room and took the drum set from the...
so it's Rhett. And then, so he's the one.
And then when we were on like the balcony of Nordstrom's at Horton Plaza and someone said, hey, you should throw this handle of Bacardi down there. I said, okay, and did it.
So it's Rhett.
So I would do that dumb shit. But with like hood shit, like, you know, like let me actually be like strategic and like let me get this shit done.
There is no strategy. My brother just did it like he was supposed to be doing this shit.
That's kind of how the drum set was.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? They owe me this.
You are. And
you know what? And then that drum set was held together with fucking like coat hangers.
It was. Oh, yeah. I had fucking. That's what I mean. I think I've paid my karmic debt for everything I did to myself with this kind of behavior. I think. Probably not.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't know if this is a good idea, guys.
Yep. That was me. I'll be the lookout.
The paintball incident, we went to Barrio Logan paintball guns.
That's a mistake.
This is an incriminating fucking thing, stopping.
That's a mistake. I was going to say something about paintball guns earlier. Dude.
Yeah, we were the fucking hood.
We paintballs and egged in fucking Logan Heights. That was.
Y'all are alive.
Bad.
Jorge and I jumped out of a fucking minivan. A pizza place was open at like 1 a.m. in Barrio Logan.
Oh, God.
And we said, fuck you, motherfuckers, and fucking opened up on people in a pizza place.
You were lucky you aren't dead.
Dude, that was a fucking, that night was unbelievable because after that.
We might have to cut this part for the main show.
But. After that, we went downtown with a carton of fucking eggs and would like throw them in like convertibles that were open.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And it was.
And then when, it wasn't just eggs. It was whatever we had in our parents' refrigerator. Prune juice.
Box of Dale donuts that we got from fucking Ralph's.
A box of potato spuds. Throw those. That'll go good with the prune juice.
It's not completely unrelated because we're like, if we're waxing.
Well, this is why this bullshit's so disappointing.
If we're waxing fucking nostalgic about 99, like, there's like way more fun things that happened in 99.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did a bunch of shit, but I didn't like peeping Tom on fucking women.
Around the fur and paintball guns.
I didn't do Revenge of the Nerds.
There was essays, right? We'd see an essay walking with, you know, with the white t-shirt. And it's like, this is going to look dope with the paintball. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he really appreciated the upgrade to his fashion.
I'm surprised we survived that night. Like, honestly,
Well, that's because you guys were just doing harmless kid shit. You didn't actually fucking
spyware
on Medusa's computer.
That's straight up, that's assault.
That's assault. That's a lot of things.
That's assault, brother.
That's part of why I'm saying we might want to cut that part from the show.
And that was before the whole Columbine thing.
Look, the Statue of Limitations is so over on that shit. We didn't kill anybody.
We didn't hurt anybody, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was rough.
It was also something to just be proud of, you know? Because, you remember Eunice? Did you ever meet Eunice?
He's another fucking crazy ass.
Something about his ball sack. I remember Eunice's ball sack.
Flapjack sack. Yeah. Right. His nut sack looked like it had been put in a fucking waffle iron. Because everyone had a thing of showing each other what their sack looked like.
We all did.
Yeah. So everyone got to see each other's stuff. And his looked like, it looks like it was in a fucking, it was pressed. Like in a George Foreman grill. You know? And then so we're driving by the fucking the cemetery in Bonita, and he goes fuck the dead and shoots the paintballs into the cemetery blindly. It's like that's one of the funniest things in my life ever. Fuck the dead.
Real, like what? Real quick on this subject of showing each other your nuts, like we've all done that. So like when Dave passed away, and I told Chris is like, I know now is not the time to make jokes. But you think there's room in heaven for Dave's balls? I was like, no, there's not. There's two new islands just floating out there in the Pacific.
Somewhere out there. Pour one out for Dave's balls.
Pour it out for Dave's giant.
Oh my god, yeah, dude. This I like.
He has rat balls or what?
No, they're just huge. It was like a giant ashy coconut. Like
that's what I mean. Like I had
enormous
a pet hood rat and his fucking balls dragged on the ground. You know what I mean? Right. They just have to get like a callus on his balls. Anyway.
The entirety of my notes for this section, this one says Blockbuster and Radio Shack because 90s. The kid's name is Brecky, as in Australian for breakfast. Medusa, but boobs. And apparently she can just decide when to turn people to stone. Because she was talking to that fucking kid on the rollerblades and was just like, hey, can you install my webcam? Also, for some reason, you're not turning into stone. Maybe it's just the snakes that have to come out. Maybe it's the
snakes that do it.
And the snakes only come out when she's naked.
Also, you know, that kid on the rollerblades, that bro fucked.
He did. He totally smashed. I don't know how he did it. I didn't see him fall and her come over to be like, are you okay? It's just like, oh, he's just awkwardly like flailing and he's going to just go smash this super hot chick. I did appreciate the shots of her like bending over the car. That felt very like 90s, well, I guess late 80s hair metal video.
Yeah.
Like oh very God, white dude. Snake.
This segment is fucking bonkers. Okay, but let's get to the one that I at least think has some merit in this whole fucking bullshit. This to hell and back
segment. Terrible ritual segment.
That's
closing segment.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's my favorite of the bunch.
The least offensive of the whole shit.
It's a good idea. I like the idea of them botching a ritual and it fucking teleports. Instead of making a demon come there, it teleports people there.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. And someone steal this from this because why not?
Yeah.
Do that shit.
But do that shit.
Shoot that bitch. This is like, you know, with rituals, you got to make it. You remember like anything for Jackson.
For Jackson. Yeah.
Jack fuck.
Even that, like, that has a goofy tone, but, like, the ritualistic stuff felt ritualistic.
Yeah.
You know? Like, this dude, like, you gotta do this right, you know? Fucking A Dark Song is legit.
That's how you do it. I mean, aside from the ending, yeah. But that's how you
That ending, I know you guys don't dig it. I don't like how the angel looks, but that part, like, ritual magic is, both sides are real. And, you know, it's not just like puppy dogs and rainbows up there. They're hardcore.
Yeah.
According to this stuff. Anyway. But they're like fucking Ukaban. 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 Mabel. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not good. All their dialogue's not good.
Also fucking, speaking of Mabel, like the whole time she's like, write my name in the fucking book. And then homeboy does it. And then like nothing.
Well, just because she gets credit for that.
Oh, then who gives a fuck? I thought like that was gonna help her like come through and like fuck some shit up. This was the one segment that actually had me laugh at something unironically, and that was when the guy almost stepped in that enormous bear trap, and he goes, "Holy shit, man! I almost stepped in that giant trap," and then he puts his hand in a little trap. I was like, "Damn, okay, that's funny." Like,
I mean, this had some comedy chops to it.
This one did.
There are moments where I'm like, okay. I see what you're fucking with here.
The fact that the guy wore the New Year's Eve hat the entire
you guys are time. Being like kind though, because it also
I am.
In the middle of what's going on, this just fucking really forced like, Nate, you really think I'm a bad person? Well, excuse me for caring that my best friend thinks I'm a terrible person. It's like this. Okay, number one, duh, they wouldn't be doing this.
Excuse me for not ordering a pizza tonight. Okay,
exactly. That's you, dude. No, but.
that's a sore spot, right? That's a touchy issue.
It's
I don't want to be look. I don't want to be combative.
But you are.
Do. You always want to be
100%.
I don't 99%. Always.
99% of the time, you are okay, okay, always combative.
Let me walk that back. 87.5%.
I've seen how you talk on the internet.
Are you like, with him all the time, fuck? Dude? Are you with him 87.5% of the time?
Do you see, thank you. Do you see me when I'm getting ready in the morning, when I'm shaving my head?
You know what, though? I have reflected on what you said. I have. That's one of the reasons where it got me to look at, you know, because you also said that all this constant like driving into things that gets tedious, and I'm like, okay, he's saying other shit that's been on his mind that he's been kind enough not to mention. When I heard the fucking episode with the cognitive distortions, that drove it home. However, however,
how fucking ever,
we're all idiots. Yes, we're all idiots.
Uh-oh.
And just because I'm admitting my flaws, don't hold it against me. But you will. You will.
I never have.
And oh, you always have.
I always do.
Always. No, but your thing on fucking Halloween was bullying. That was the thing.
What did I do on Halloween?
On Halloween Ends, it was bullying. Bullying, bullying. That's why I'm like, say fucking bullying again.
Oh, yeah.
Say the line, Bart.
Yeah. But anyway, we got way out there right now.
It's all right.
I don't even know. That's chill. Thanks for letting me share. This segment also sucks, and it's a fucking cool idea. It's a cool idea, and
it had moments like when they showed that demon or devil or whatever behind the mountain. I was like that looks pretty cool. Top, yeah. How did they do that?
This is like this felt like Diablo for dummies.
Yeah. So you know what's funny? It's like every time I leave Telluride and like I watch a bunch of shorts, I mean, this piece of shit was at Telluride and I was like, I'm not fucking watching VHS at Telluride.
I'm not fucking watch this shit.
But every time I watch shorts at Telluride, I'm always like, man, I could do this. Like I could make my own movies. Like I could do this shit. And then anytime I watch VHS, I'm like, people should not just do things because they can.
Because they think they can. Like,
just because you can doesn't mean you should. And a lot of these are like that. And
well, as you get older, I think as you get older, you realize that like maybe you should have some restraint when it comes to something. Like maybe because you have access to a camera and to a guy who like can make mountains out of paper mache, you shouldn't make a fucking
Can flatten your sack into a flapjack doesn't mean you should.
You shouldn't be going into cemeteries saying fuck the dead.
Yeah. So or dope. Shooting up a group of people in Barrio
Never do that.
Go on eBay.
Never do that.
Go on eBay. Get yourself a George Foreman grill. Stick your sack in it. Get yourself some paintball guns. Shoot up someone's garage you don't like. Feel better.
Throw some eggs in a fucking convertible that's got a top down.
Shooting up garages is fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Property. Destroy property. You much
know,
better.
Okay, you know what? You guys talked about
property
destroying
doesn't
property.
Care. Trust me.
So one of the we never filmed it, but one of the things that we used to do was specifically at Parkway Plaza, they have this big parking garage with a bunch of fire things. Turns out, if you just take a little piece of paper and stick it between that little glass thing and just set it on fire, that sprinkler will go off like crazy.
Yeah.
So we would do that above convertibles and cars with open windows. So see? You guys incriminated yourself.
You know what they say about the young.
Yeah. They will fuck up your cars.
We hate
cars. Fuck your stuff, homie.
We hate cars. And now thinking
totally fuck your stuff.
Yeah.
Now thinking back on that, if I was like me back then, I'd be like, you absolute scumbags. You
absolute crazy bastards.
You really did
My convertible is ruined.
You really did it.
You put eggs in my hot tub, you idiot.
This is like hard boiled eggs, right?
No, it would be like
can you imagine like coming back to that convertible? Yeah. And then it's like, I remember too, it's like, well, he's a fucking idiot for leaving it out like that.
That was the reasoning, dude.
Like, that's what you get for having a car.
Well, it's like the equivalent of leaving your doors unlocked. Don't leave your fucking top down.
It is. You're kind of asking for it, right?
Yeah.
In this society?
The car was asking for it dressed like that.
Are we victim blaming cars now?
Yeah. Yes.
That's good shit.
So anywho, VHS 99. That's not good.
No. This is. I mean, I was talking.
Okay. I'm a little drunk. Which I haven't been a little drunk on the show in a bit.
No, that was good.
Wait a minute. Are you off work tomorrow too?
That popped me harsh.
Oh.
I was talking to Cal about this. When I was telling him, you know, the episodes that are coming up so he can do the art, I was like, I don't know if you've seen it, you know, but like draw whatever you want. And he's like, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. And like, we started having a conversation about how like this one just felt like there was no effort put into it. Like they just put out a casting call for 20 minute shorts with a loose 90s theme. And this is what they got. And I don't think it needed to be damn near 2 hours long. I don't think. A lot of things.
An hour and 48 minutes. When I saw the runtime, I was like, oh no.
It's disheartening.
Yeah. You know what else is disheartening? The credits with a Danzig song of all fucking things.
Turk is stoked.
God, man. What is that? Like a long, hard way out of hell?
The one thing I do appreciate about the movie as a whole is that being broken into 20-minute segments means that it's easier to take a break.
It's far more palatable. Yeah.
Oh God. Cause after that second one, when they said a sorority of her own soul sisters, I actually had to take
soul
a break.
Soul sisters, whole sisters. Would either of you consider, I'm like asking if you'll consider, do you think this will end up in either of your bottom five?
Hunted.
Yeah. It's hunted. I won't even say it's possible. I'll say it's probably.
There is stuff.
It's fucking really bad.
There is stuff that's worse than this, but because this is so like outlandish about its presentation that it's quickly gaining fucking traction.
Yeah, like because of its lack of ideas, what it tries to do to compensate makes it worse.
In addition to that, it's you know, like you said, lack of ideas. It's just a rehashing that they've done. Like the premise has worn itself thin. I mean, you made the fucking joke about Blu-ray 2003, et cetera.
Well, like, who gives a fuck what the format is?
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, it's been done. The first one, it's like, oh, this is a cool little original format, maybe. And then, like, the second one, it's like, well, still going.
There has been a moment in history that, like, found footage movies were kind of the bit.
Incorrect. Right?
Well, no. I know.
I'm not playing. I'm playing. I'm just being combative.
Roughly around 99, dude.
I just mean in terms of like, okay, like this was that moment in time that like found footage movies were fucking like
everyone. Very true, yeah. Blair Witch fucking came out in 98 or 99.
But like right now, not. Yeah. It's not the biz, man.
Persona non grata.
Speaking of
found
which,
footage, anthologies, zombie movies. Get him out of here!
Get him out of here!
Get him out of here!
Wait a minute. Don't get the anthology series. It's lovely. It's delightful. Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities.
Fine, I'll fucking watch it.
Now on Netflix.
I'll watch it.
And if you think it's a little slow, stick with it. And each episode's different. Different feel, different director.
That's much more beneficial because it is... Little chunks.
It's much more better.
It's not
these
like
are longer
it's not
than
like
20 minutes.
Like well, still, yeah, like but it's hour. Not like Yellow Jackets where I have to like remember the narrative of an entire
you
season.
You fucking watched Yellow Jackets.
I know, but it's still an entire
dude,
season where I have
like
to remember
gonna,
a narrative.
You're gonna meet someone on Tinder that's gonna be like, "I love Yellow Jackets."
Bro, I was gonna watch Everything Everywhere because of this chick, and then she fucking ghosted me, and so now,
wow.
When will I watch it?
Who knows? All right, idiots. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for episode 371, if I'm not mistaken. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us today, this evening.
He cut you off, dude.
Your drive to work. Whatever it is you're doing at this very moment, we appreciate you hanging out with us. This is Jorge signing the fuck out.
I don't give a fuck if you enjoyed yourself or not. This is Matt. Go fuck yourself.
This is Rhett. You absolute crazy bastards.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
What are we doing next week?
And we hate your fucking guts. Bye!
Two chicks at the same time, man.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.